Dr. Tim Reed, an ACES entomologist, said traps are capturing increased numbers of adults of both species. He said we are seeing more cotton bollworm moths and pheromone traps in some central and south Alabama counties than we've seen in recent years. Soybean looper moths have also been trapped in significant numbers at two locations. He added the number of cotton bollworm moths collected in pheromone baited traps have increased significantly at some trapping sites since June the 20th. Now, if increased numbers of cotton bollworm moths weren't bad enough news for farmers, Reed says that a recent trap counts also indicate that soybean loopers are present this year in large numbers as well. He said it's important that farmers scout their cotton and soybean fields closely. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.